This is American Family News. I'm Steve Jordahl. Vice President J.D. Vance is participating in the Munich Security Conference, expected to advance the Trump administration's goal of ending the war in Ukraine. Fox's Brooke Singman has more.
Vance kicked off the morning meeting with NATO Secretary General.
We'll talk about NATO, in particular the president's desire to see NATO spend a little bit more resources on defense. And I know that's something Secretary General Rudd agrees with me on. We're going to talk, of course, about the Ukraine-Russia conflict and how to bring it to a negotiated settlement. And I'm sure we'll talk about some other areas of cooperation, too. I mean, NATO is a very important military alliance. We want to make sure that NATO is actually built for the future.
The vice president is also expected to meet with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky later today. Vance told The Wall Street Journal that the U.S. could hit Moscow with sanctions and potential military action to push Russian President Vladimir Putin into a deal to end the war in Ukraine.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is also meeting with Poland's defense minister, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio is headed to the same conference after a mechanical failure on his plane. The Trump administration is intensifying its sweeping efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce by ordering agencies to lay off all probationary employees who have not yet gained civil service protection. Hundreds of thousands of workers could be affected. In addition, workers at some agencies have been warned that large workplace cuts are coming. The Office of Personnel Management told the agencies on Thursday to lay off all probationary employees. The president is urging the NCAA to strip women's titles and awards from biological men who competed against real women. AFN's Bronson Woodruff reports.
This includes names like Will Thomas, also known as Leah, the male swimmer who competed against Riley Gaines. President Trump's Department of Education is demanding the NCAA make this happen, but it's not just at the collegiate level. The department's also sent a letter to the National Federation of State High School Associations, the NFHS. It's demanding high schools across the U.S. do the same thing, according to the Daily Caller. Awards and titles would be stripped from all men who've competed against women. Kim Jones is the co-founder of ICONS, the Independent Council on Women's Sports. She couldn't say enough good about this in an interview with AFN.
I am 100% behind the Department of Education's letter. I am grateful to them for pointing out that there are glaring loopholes in the NCAA policy and they need to go back to the drawing board to redo that. I'm also 100% behind their efforts to give women the recognition that they deserve and to strip the record boards of all records that should be ineligible and handed back to women.
The Trump admin's letters are in line with a recent executive order the president signed, prohibiting men from competing on women's sports teams. Jones said, in effect, the Trump admin is showing that it means business.
I'm just excited to see that the executive order was as solid as it is. Really wonderful to see the clarity of understanding and to know that this administration is trying to hold, not trying to, is going to hold governing bodies' feet to the fire.
We're now waiting to see if the NCAA and the NFHS will comply with the demands. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
And a city in California is passing one of the nation's strictest legislation, cracking down on homeless encampments. More from Fox's Sue Guzman.
By a 6-1 vote, the Fremont City Council voted to ban camping on any public property, including streets, sidewalks, parks, open space, and waterways. The measure also makes it a criminal offense for anyone causing, permitting, aiding, abetting, or concealing such encampments. The new law makes it a misdemeanor subject to a $1,000 fine or up to 6 months in jail. More than 24 California municipalities have passed similar ordinances over the past few months. Governor Gavin Newsom ordered local governments to clean up encampments or lose out on state funding. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And finally, at 100 years old, the Goodyear blimp is an ageless star in the sky. The 246-foot-long airship will be in the background at the Daytona 500, flying roughly 1,500 feet above Daytona International Speedway, actually, to celebrate its greatest anniversary tour. Even though remote camera technologies are improving regularly and changing landscapes of aerial footage, the blimp continues to carve out a niche. The Great American Race is Sunday. Find more news and information online. Our web address is afn.net. For American Family News, I'm Steve Jordahl.